WSBQ 996 monitoring. RZP 544 monitoring the frequency. Thank you.
VQ607, can I get a check? Is this thing working?
Hello, I have a copy on you. Check 1-2, hello? Can you hear me out there? Go ahead.
WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
PSDY812, monitoring.
WRWS 538. WRWS 538, monitoring.
WRYV 421, mobile.
WSDZ 571 radio check. Go ahead there, I'm
free yourself.
WRZP 544, have you Lima Charlie in Sheboygan County, sir? And if you can turn off your Roger beep, it would be much appreciated. WIOQ 651, monitoring.
WSDS 311, this is WSDZ 713, just wondering if you're monitoring.
WSAG 266, mobile.
Good afternoon, 266, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Good morning, how's it going today?
Not terrible so far. Taking the kiddos out to the beach for the day.
Well, you couldn't have picked a nicer day for it. It's warm enough.
I think it's supposed to be 86 today, so, definitely, my niece picked the right day to be born.
Okay.
Yeah, it's her birthday today, so we figure we'll take her and everybody else to the beach and have a little picnic and party and all that other good stuff for them.
Well, that's a good time out for everybody.
Yeah, we all definitely need a day out.
I was going to ask you the other day, you mentioned something about CB 11 meters. Are you still into that 11 meters?
If I boil the dust off of it, I have one in the car.
I had one in the car also, but the truck rather, but I took it out and I got it stuck away someplace. I don't know. I need a better one to go in the truck. I had a pretty cheap one in there, but it worked.
Yeah, unfortunately, when I purchased this vehicle, I wasn't very much into the hobby, so it wasn't a consideration, but, you know, I got that center console, not a whole lot of room to put anything, so I got a little Cobra 75, you know, one of them deals with all the controls on the microphone, and stuck the control box up under the console, and then the TMRS radio just got wedged between the seat and the console.
I was doing that for a while on my mobile here for GMRS, and I found online a mount that slips underneath the driver's seat rail. It bolts to the underneath the rail, and there's a stalk that comes up and grabs the radio, the mobile radio, and there's also a hook there for the mic.
That's something worth looking into. Who's the manufacturer of that?
Alito, Lima, India, Delta, Oscar. They're based in California, and their prices aren't bad on the stuff, but, man, it sure makes a world of difference as far as I'm concerned, because I had the same thing. My GMRS mobile here was wedged between the seats, and I couldn't see anything or hear anything, so this was a solution, the right solution for me.
Yeah, copy that. I can definitely hear it without a problem, but yeah, seeing the display is kind of a pain in the butt sometimes.
Well, that's half the battle. I mean, I still have problems here in mine because it's got a top speaker. It doesn't have a front speaker, which would have been nice. But I guess that's the way it goes. I'll just have to pick up an external speaker to help me along down the road.
Yeah, I got lucky. I got a front firing speaker on the Motorola here.
Now that comes in a lot handier. I mean, it's when I'm on the road and I'm up to speed, it's getting kind of difficult to hear the mobile talk to me. But yeah, I think I'll have to just get an external speaker and take care of the problem.
Yeah, I have the ability to put an external speaker on this one, but I don't really need it. Kind of took me a while to actually start memorizing the pinout on the accessory plug. So the nice thing that I do have on here is I got the, I got it hot-wired to the battery, and then I have a accessory wire, so the radio will automatically turn on and off with the ignition.
Well, that's a pretty sweet deal. I just went with the old cigarette lighter in the old truck here. That was just the easiest for me, and it's real easy to unplug if I want to use it in another application, portable or base or whatnot.
Yeah, I have connectors on here so I can unplug it from the battery if I needed to and just take it inside. I got a same setup on the power supply, but yeah, I pretty much just use the portable at home. You know, I hit the Saginaw machine pretty good with it, so I don't really have to pull this one out too often.
I'd like to run mine on occasion on battery, get a car battery, take the antenna system out. I've got an NMO mount, and put that whole enchilada on top of a metal cookie tray and turn it upside down or up, you know, right side up. But, you know, you can take it inside or even outside for that matter. And the cookie tray is your ground plane rather than your car, and that works real well.
Yeah, copy that. I've got to get out of this dang parking lot here and get on headed around. I'll be listening, but I'm going to go ahead and sign off on the side right now. It was nice chatting with you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10, and we'll be clearing your final.
10, good to make contact today. Always good to hear you out there, and I'm doing the same thing, just pulling out of a parking lot. Hope you have a great day at the beach, and 73s and WSA6, WSAG266, I'm clear. WRUU850.
WRYV421, mobile.
WRVR 403 mobile monitoring.
Station 983. A station out there, 983. This is WIUG. Wait, eight, copy. WIUG, wait, eight, clear.
WSCL 226 mobile out in the Burton area. How's it going out there?
Station out there, you got audio, little audio problem.
Sorry, I was trying to connect the repeater and see if this new antenna worked.
Now it's sounding good. WIUG
48. Thank you. WSDP 598.
598. Where are you located at, sir?
By Onaway, Michigan, over towards Sheboygan.
I see. I'm over here on 59 and
not sure.
59 and Rochester.
I'm just out of range, but you guys are coming in pretty fuzzy for me.
Yeah, Jack, I hear you on the radio quite a bit. I listen mostly.
Yeah, no problem. We can talk, no problem, anytime we like to talk. I have no problem at all. How you doing today, anyhow?
Well, we're just cleaning up the house, getting some stuff moved out, and that's about it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Nice day, anyhow. It's about 85 degrees here. That's fine. Anyhow, well, good talking to you. Take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
Yep, you too. WSDP 598.
WRVR 403, mobile monitoring.
Jackson 92, looking for WSGI 783.
This is station 783, what's up?
What's up, man?
What you doing today?
Got out from outside and it feels horrific.
You got that right, I mowed the lawn, I felt it myself.
Mowing the lawn right now?
Earlier, I'm in the truck right now, the little Ranger. Heading to Hungry Howie's on your side of town to pick up some food and heading out to Gigi's house.
Ranger's house on the way.
What's that?
Say hi to us on the way there.
I'll be waving from a distance.
No, I said just come to our house and say hi, then go.
Did it rain, your side of town? That's funny, I didn't see nothing on the radar at all, but you can tell it rained in the street. The street looks wet.
Careful, it is slippery. I was just on the road, it slid.
You guys watching the races today, or watching the race? What's your sister doing?
Oh, they're doing their own thing.
Alright. Well, I just thought I'd see what she's up to. This is WSBI 783 monitoring.
Alright, maybe we'll see you on the way. On the way to Gigi
WRZP 544 monitoring the network.
DS11, if you're monitoring, please tell me those copies. Thank you. Your copy. WSBS 311, your copy.
WRFM 290, can I get a radio check, over?
WRFM radio check at Forest County, loud and clear, sir.
Thank you. What is your location? I'm in Utica, Michigan, 290.
I'm outside of Indian River in Boynton County, over.
Excellent. Thank you very much, sir. Over and out. 290.
If you're kindly getting your menu there and cancel out that Roger, much appreciated. WRCQ 544, monitoring the network. This is WSDG 444, doing an antenna check. Come in base unit. Another antenna check on a medium. Antenna check. Now we come through to you. Medium power, how's the sound? Yeah, on low power, I couldn't hear you. Medium power, you're coming through pretty clearly. But yeah, you're going to have to be on high power to get out of there. You were much better on high power. Okay, this is base returning to you on high power. I'm hoping that we're sounding a little better now. How are we sounding?
this is WSDG 444 doing an antenna check. You're sounding good. That's what you need to be. You need to be on 50 watts to get out of there.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know. And you seem to come through pretty well. And you have a pretty good quality sound coming at me. So, all right then.
Okay, this is WSDG 444, and I am clear.
WRBG 767.
WRAQ 651 monitoring.
WSBQ 996 monitoring the channel.
WRVU 954 monitoring. WRFM 290, can I get a radio check over?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, sir, you are loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. This is Sheboygan Bob, by any chance?
See that? Yes, sir, it is. Over.
copy. This is Larry. I am Lance's brother.
Make sure you tell that 0 when you lay eyeballs on him next, Roger.
WRVG 829 mobile. WRNW 329.
Sounds like you're near the railroad track somewhere.
Yes, sir. We got a train going by here. I don't know. Maybe once, twice a day. It's rumbling.
Copy that. You're sounding good. WRVG 829.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'm sitting outside enjoying watching the sunset, I guess, slowly go down. WRNW 329, whoever you're listening.
Station 329, WIRG 488, copy.
Yes, sir, how you doing, Jack? WRNW 329. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good, sir. You're sitting outside here enjoying the nice weather. Sun's going down, starting to cool off, so when the bugs start coming, it's time to go inside.
Damn, what you do is jump in the pool. Cool off, then go and go inside the house.
I got the umbrella up. Got my other radio, my HF radio set up over here. I'm about a foot from the water. Grandkids was in it most of the day, so they had lots of fun. But I didn't make it in the water myself. Got the shorts on and everything, but I didn't make it in. But still a good day.
Yeah, it is a good day. 86 degree weather out there. It's very nice there. I'm sitting here outside too. Roger.
All right, copy that. Yeah, well, I guess when I put my feet in the water, I guess I shouldn't do that when you touch the water with your feet. It feels a whole lot colder than it actually is, but I think the pool is almost at 80 degrees, so it just feels cool. Usually I just got to jump in it. But yeah, I didn't do that today. It's supposed to be nice the rest of the week, so maybe I'll get in it one day during the week.
That's how it goes. You gotta jump in it first. You know, then you don't feel as cold. because as soon as it's put your feet, it's going to be cold, yeah. I tried that too. But I jump it, when I jump it, no, it's warm. And it stays there, warm. Roger?
Oh, yeah. Once you get in there, yeah, you feel a lot warmer once you get in it. Just that initial shock I'm scared of. But so your kid was having fun in there earlier. Watched them most of the day, so. And I got my radio hooked up here on the table with some 10-meter coming through a little bit. Trying to get some guy from Honolulu, I think he was at. He could hear me, but he couldn't make all my numbers out. So it was a little bit on 10-meter.
That's a
CYT? No, I don't think that was his numbers. I didn't write them down. I didn't have a pen out here with me. I can't remember the numbers, his call sign.
That radio you got, is that CYT?
Oh, no, I was on the Yazoo. The Yazoo, the HF radio. I was on that one, on the 10-meter.
I see what you're saying. Well, you're on the, that TYT. That was a good, it'll be okay. The TYT is a good radio.
Oh, yeah, I kind of like it. I guess once you learn all the buttons and the features, you'll probably never learn all the features, but the ones that you actually use. Yeah, it's a pretty good radio with the dual band and stuff.
Because I got two of them, and they really get out.
Yeah, I got it in my truck right now, but I hardly drive the truck. Of course, I might be driving it tomorrow. I got to go pick my RV up. I'll get some work done to it tomorrow. But yeah, I'll probably key it down when I get off of work there.
The best thing to do is get it out of the truck. Now you're outside, you should put it outside. Hook it up outside. You'll do good. 100%.
Oh, yeah, I don't have my my coax cable for my antennas going through the bedroom window upstairs. I guess I could always take it out and run the cable down the side. It got plenty of cable. It would reach.
It should switch A and B. It should be able to do it.
Oh, yeah, I have to get one of those switches. I don't know exactly what they are, but I heard about them, switching one antenna to the other. Yeah, that'd be a good option.
Yeah, they are, yeah, but they're a little bit on the expensive side, about $54. But you know what? It gets all three of them the right direction.
Copy. I got my dipole up in the tree. One end's probably only about 10 feet with the coax. The other end's up about 30 feet. I'm thinking about putting the other end up on the peak of the roof there. I'll level it out and run the cable inside. It won't be long. This weather will be cooling off. And I probably won't be doing a whole lot of sitting outside there over.
Tell me, what is the CYT? What is it? It's squash on 102.
I ain't sure where I got it set. I'm on the handheld right now, but I'm not sure where I got it set at. It's in my truck.
Okay, on your handheld right now. What is it, on 102 or 3?
On this hand, on the handout I'm talking on?
got one there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's a power setting on this radio. I guess there is. I don't know if there's one manually where you can switch it from high to low or medium. I'm guessing it's on high right now. Yeah, it says it's on high, but I don't know how to switch it to low. It's that Kwajang handheld.
You gotta do it. That question. Yeah, I know what you're saying. The radio guy, but you don't know the squash on 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the squelch is on this. I probably have to go in there. From what I remember, I want to say maybe 3. But you got to go on the menu to set it, I believe.
It's on 3, you put it on 2. Or 1. On that CYT, you put it on 1. And you'll see the difference.
Yeah, I copy. Maybe some stations out there a little farther away I can't hear, and it's missing it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a better. The lowest station out there you can hear, and that's TYT. Roger?
All right, I copy that. I don't know if there's another station out there coming through or not. Another station out there?
WSAN 920 on the air.
Yeah, go ahead, 920. I was just talking to Jack there. Go ahead. Copy that other station, Jack. It's a little scratchy on my end. Maybe 920 or something, he said.
Oh, I don't have no copy on them at all.
Okay, maybe a little farther away. The sun starts dropping, and you get a lot of other stations coming through from a little bit farther away.
You're right. Well, Tim, good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk later anyhow. WIUG 38, clear.
Hi, Jack. Nice talking to you. Put this HF radio away and wind the cords up. I'll be monitoring here on the handheld, I guess. Catch you later. WRNW 329, right clear for now.
WSCF 297, anybody on
Painesville?
Yeah, who's that out there? WSCF 297, Jack, is that you? I don't want to get yelled at because I'm on my repeater here in Cleveland, you know. This is Eric, 297 Axel.
Yeah, Eric, how you doing?
I'm good, Jack. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing okay, just driving back home.
Yeah, Roger, I've been staying off just because some guy up there got all of my stuff because I could talk to you up there, and he was mad because I'm living in Cleveland, and he says I'm clogging up your repeater, but right now I'm paying for a repeater just like I always do.
Well, you know, don't take it seriously anyhow. No problem. Anyhow, how is it by you? Is it hot by you out that way?
Hey, Jack, let me jump frequencies real quick. I'll jump over a different frequency. I got you on the other chest to repeat your better. Give me 1 second. I'll jump over a different frequency. WSCF 297, I'm calling you there, Jack. I tried to hit you on the other street, so I didn't hear you. So.
Yeah, I heard you. Hey, no problem. I'm driving, so I can't be with you too long because it's so much traffic here, unbelievable. I will talk to you later on, maybe today or tomorrow. We'll catch you a little bit later. And good to hear from you. WIUG 48.
WSCF 297, Eric. What's going on, heavy?
It was a hot one today. What are you doing?
Using a spatula to scrape my balls off my legs.
I get that. You should have seen Josh today. He was a puddle. He had to work on my brake.
Told you I had a jack. He could have been down here.
WSBT 544.
This afternoon.
I recommend Vaseline. It keeps things from sticking together.
4-4-297, what's going on, brother?
Just hanging out in the backyard, cooling off.
Yeah, roger that, man. It was sticky today. It's supposed to be worse this week. 297, Tammy, what's going on?
Hey, she's cutting up some tomatoes. You got to wait a second.
Problem over here is wife likes it cold. I mean cold. Cold in the house in the winter, cold in the house in the summer. I go outside to get warmed up.
Yeah, roger that. I'm the same way, so I get it.
Yeah, Eric, but your case is menopause.
Yeah, in your case, you're just gay.
I am a happy fella. What are you, baling hay all weekend?
I did yesterday. Today I had to go shoot, so I went and did competition shoot, and then made some barbecue chicken, and I'm home now.
How'd you fare in the shooting?
Oh, I'm good. I'm already a points leader. I'm good.
You'll have to shoot against me one day if you still be the points leader.
Man. Okay, man. I'll even let you shoot one of my guns.
Everyone always says that until they shoot with me, and they're like, damn.
You're talking a really big game, but I'll let you talk.
No, I should be in shooting these, man. I'm good. I'm not joking, not bragging. I'm just saying I'm good. I give you run for your money.
Welcome anytime you want to come out and shoot. I'll let you use one of my good guns, too. And then, okay. You prove it to me someday. You never show up, but you can talk all the crap on the radio if you want to.
Hey, man, I ain't seen you shoot either. You just keep talking. I ain't seen you shoot nothing. Zero. Zilch, except a snake at 20 feet.
I'm gonna blow your house up.
You guys ought to shoot against me. You'd both do well. I couldn't hit a barn from inside of it, but I still have fun.
And that, sir, is all that matters.
I could teach anybody to shoot.
Well, you know, I could probably use quite a few lessons.
Last calling station, is this Detroit? Because this is a Cleveland-only repeater. Last time Detroit came on, I got yelled at because I could talk to Detroit.
Well, I made the McCombs 18 repeater, McCombs 8.
Where are you located last calling station? Where are you located at?
WSDT 544 in Shelby Township.
Yeah, Ezra, I got you. I'm over in Camden, and the other guy who thinks he can shoot, he's over in Madison. But, yeah, you're good.
Oh, I didn't say I couldn't shoot. I just said I don't hit much.
Nah, he was trying to be a tough guy to be saying I couldn't shoot. That's my buddy.
Hey, Josh, did he say he was in Chardon Township?
He's in Shelby Township, which is in Michigan.
Oh, boy, we got the Michigan people on the Cleveland repeater. We better call that guy up in Michigan so he can yell at everybody.
I haven't heard that guy at all, so I always have heard him. I've never heard him on here.
Oh, Shelby, Michigan, you're more than welcome, man. I probably got you in my book already.
Well, my radio says I'm hitting Macomb, M-I-A.
Yeah, you're good, man. You're just hitting, we're picking you up over here in Painesville, Ohio, repeater. You're hitting about 475 miles right now.
Well, you know, funny story about Ohio. All my grandkids are Buckeyes. The parents are born in Michigan, but moved to Ohio to work at the Honda plant there for a little while. And all the kids are Buckeyes, so a truce between Ohio and Michigan.
Everything but Michigan State. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Lions, too. If anybody's got to live in Lake Erie, we all got to suffer with it, so welcome to the club.
Yeah, I'm not a big football nut, but I'm also not a big Michigan State fan either, or really Michigan so much. I like the smaller teams.
Well, you're welcome on Painesville, repeater. No one here will tell you you can't talk on it.
Well, I done paid my $35, and I have to announce my sign, so if anybody wants to complain, they can look me up and, you know, do their thing. But we're not talking politics, so it's fine.
No, you're good, brother. You're good. No, I talked to Jack up there, and I talked to people up there just a couple weeks ago. Some guy got on there and told me I couldn't talk on my radio because I was clogging up the repeater, and I'm like, I'm on my repeater here, so I don't know what your problem is, and I gave him my call sign, and he just, well, you must be a Trumper, and hung up on me, and, you know, just being a total ass. But I'm not scared, so I don't care.
I don't think it really matters who we're going to vote for. I think the people that control the money have anointed Trump the winner, and they're going to make sure he gets installed. It's just my guess, but that's what I think.
Well, once again, let's not talk politics.
I do that.
So, Josh, you get them brakes fixed? I told Tammy, I don't know why you just bring it over here. Did she come over and get the jack that you need?
No, I lifted it up with one hand, and then changed the brakes with the other, and then stuck her in the back hand.
Yeah, I pretty much do the same thing all the time. I take the lug nuts out off with my fingers.
You have to use your fingers like a few of them.
You're always kind of blowing on something.
That's why I can get something. sir, if you're getting a lot of keys, because I know the atmosphere is just right, so I'm getting keys home every second here.
Yeah, Roger, it's pretty much the same. I was talking to Jack earlier.
Yeah, I'm picking up Michigan, just like you, it's crystal clear. Hey, if you want to know if you're going to the fair.
Yeah, the plan is for Saturday to go to the Smash 'em Up Derby.
Yeah, we should probably still be doing that, but you get a kick out of that.
Well, I'll get tickets this week if you guys really want to go.
Yeah, we'll see what you got any plans. And we still got to go to the Alien. I read some reviews and people said it was excellent.
Last night at the IMAX is Thursday, so if you want to go Thursday, we got to get them.
It'll have to be after 6:30 to say it works till 6:30, but I'm in.
Yeah, I'll look into it tomorrow. Yeah, I'm down for that, too. I saw it, too. It looks pretty badass. We just got to keep Tammy that she's got to be easier on her brakes, because that's like the second time you've done brakes on that thing. How many times?
I did a caliper on them, and she had it done when she first bought them at Reels, like a couple months after she got it, the brakes were shot, and she made them change them all, but besides that caliper, I don't remember changing the brakes on that.
All right. I was kind of thinking that's like the fourth time you put brakes on that thing, but, you know, she beats everything up, so I don't know. Could have been the last car.
Yeah, I know we did them on the Jeep, and then I did them on that Lumina she had. I also did them on that Volkswagen I had, and I've also done them on Tammy's mom's car, too, so it could have been any of those big ones.
Hey, just so I know, if we take the kids, I think they're free.
Yes, they're free to fair for sure. About the demo, I'm not sure, but I imagine it would be.
Yeah, I think they're young enough to be free. I'll check it out tomorrow.
I'll tell them whatever age is free, I'll tell them how old they are before they're going to check their license.
If I get them online tomorrow, I'd rather sit on the infield and up in the stands. And they're only $15 a ticket up there in the stands and infield.
Yeah, Roger, I'm cool with that.
Well, look, that's the night it rains.
Say again.
I said, our luck, that's the night it rains.
Oh, yeah, let's check the weather. I know, I think it was Wednesday and possibly Friday, but I think it was supposed to be pretty cool this weekend, too, like in the 70s or even the 60s. I have to check again.
I don't know. It's supposed to be hotter than Auschwitz this week.
Yeah, I saw that, like, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's supposed to be hot.
I'll look it in tomorrow. I don't feel like looking into it tonight, but yeah, that's the plan. I got something Sunday, but I would like to go to the air show, tell you the truth.
I've already been talking about that. They're going to have the F-35 there. I was hoping they're going to have the Raptor, but they're going to have the F-35, I think the A-10 Thunderbolt, were the two big ones, if I remember correctly.
I don't know. I wouldn't be without going down there Monday and just going down to Edgewater and watching them.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't. But Tammy says she opens on Monday till 1 o'clock, I believe.
I don't remember inviting her. I was talking to me and you. We can go down there. I got a rooftop down there. We can watch them from the rooftop.
Like on a house or a building?
Building.
Yeah, we'll figure out the details this week. Tammy's never been to an air show. My dad just takes me every year for my birthday. That's been probably good shit since he died. So probably 13 years I've been there.
You know, when I went down to the coal, down to the submarine down there, I was talking to the curator, and, you know, I talk to him every once in a while. And I was thinking about, you know, hey, calling down there and be like, hey, can we watch the air show from the coal that's right there at the submarine down there?
That would be pretty cool if you could pull that off, but I'm sure they're going to have tours going on.
Yeah, but sell them $100, they tend to leave you alone. You know the right people down there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we work on that too. We'll figure it out. There's a bunch of good places to go. My buddy used to work at this company up in one of those skyscrapers, Buckton Falls, and he was way up, and we watched it from his office a few times, and that was crazy. They're flying right next to the building, it seemed like.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll do some networking this week.
Yeah, roger that. That'll be cool. Then we'll figure out Thursday, because I really want to see that alien movie. I've seen the last two is IMAX. I got to see this one there, too. I hear it was just beautiful the way they did it, all the photography and everything. It's beautiful. That's what I'm excited about in the IMAX.
Yeah, roger that. I watched a couple things on YouTube that people snuck in there to watch it. They were pretty badass.
Even better because you haven't seen one in the IMAX yet, because it's a completely different thing. Yeah, you don't just watch it, you experience it. That's the best way to put it.
Where are you working all this week?
I gotta go to University Heights and a living room and a foyer and dining room, I think, and then after that I'm not positive. I know next week I got a whole house to sand and mentor, but I'm not positive about the rest of the week.
Yeah, roger.
Man, you're yawning on the radio this day to yawn.
No, I wasn't yawning.
Well, it was close enough that it made me yawn either way. Hey, what's wrong with your pressure washer? Is there something I can fix on it?
I don't know. I just haven't ran it, to tell you the truth. I've got electric commercial pressure washer for inside buildings. I'm gonna pick up a pressure washer this week. I gotta paint my garage before the 12th.
What's on the 12th, and I'll help you paint that.
I got a notice from my insurance company here saying they sent me a letter that said I had to paint my barn because of peeling paint or they're going to drop my insurance. And I was like, I didn't know nothing about it. And I called up to my insurance agent and he's like, I don't know nothing about that either when we look into it. And then he called back and he goes, yeah, there's, just paint it and then send me the pictures. I'll take care of it.
Can we take a picture of someone else's barn?
No, because they'll use satellite to look at it, make sure it's done.
We're getting pretty sophisticated with the insurance policies here.
No, I got all the paint. I just got to pressure wash it before I paint it. And I've got a 5-gallon commercial sprayer. I'm not too worried about it.
So what is this, midnight on the 11th to 12th, they would send a predator drone over to see if it was done?
I don't know. I just know I got to paint my barn. That's all. Not my barn, my shop and the other building.
Roger that. If you need help, man, I'll help you. You don't have to do it by yourself. Tammy said she'll help you too.
Tammy just spreads evil, evil lies. You cannot trust the squirrel master.
She was trying to invite one of the skunks in the house yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Well, there's, I think one more for sure that I can smell, but I haven't been able to, handle yet.
Sure, it wasn't her just smoking weed all over the place?
No, she was in the house asleep, and I'd already sprayed her with Windex, so...
You gotta spray her like pets on the furniture.
As soon as she falls asleep, I just give her just, you know, 5-6 sprays. It's fine. It's just a coated off. She always wakes up and says her eyes are burning.
Yeah, I'll look into them tickets here in a little bit. I might as well just look at it. So Thursday, you want to go Thursday? Who is it? Just me and you going?
Yeah, Roger that. Just me and you. I can even drop the kids off at her work, like when she's getting out, and I can just pick you up.
Yeah, that's plenty of time. I think the start time is 7 o'clock. The next one's like 10 o'clock, but 7 o'clock, but we got to go over to West Side to do that.
Yeah, what is it, Valley View? Is that where it was?
Somewhere over there.
Yeah, we'll figure out the details of where it's at. But yeah, Thursday, let's do that.
Yeah, I'll jump on here in a minute and just get the tickets. So make sure Thursday, make sure Tammy doesn't fall down the steps or one of the kids doesn't get dengue fever.
Well, once I drop them off, I'm just turning off my phone, so.
All right, man, I'm going to see what's on that Chatter channel and on the Monster channel and... I'll be listening. Come up with any bright ideas, you let me know. I'm here listening. I'll talk to you. Yeah, I'll get on my phone here in a minute I got to charge it up a little bit. And I'll get our tickets and I'll send you your tickets.
All right, cool, roger that, man. I'm going to go jump in the shower, and then I'll be back out here, probably sorting through the Godzilla channel and monster channels as well.
Yeah, it reminds me, I heard the other night she sent you outside and tried to get you ambushed by a skunk.
Yeah, that was a close one, man. The dog almost got the skunk, and she can't run, but that was the fastest I've seen her run, and she got to about 2 feet from its ass end.
Yeah, I put that spitwad launcher there close to the door so you can just take care of them problems before it happens.
You know, I had with me, and I opened the door and I looked and I didn't see anything because the lights come on. But as soon as she went out, I ran from right next to the garbage can between the porch and took off, and man, she flew after that thing. I didn't smell it, I didn't see it, I didn't even know it was there. It startled me.
Yeah, roger.
We'll see if we can't put an end to that tonight, though.
If not, I got a couple big traps here. You could take one of those and then take care of it.
I kind of enjoy the hunt.
Yeah, but the thing is, where that one is, there's 500 more. She keeps feeding them squirrels, they're always going to be there.
I got a tin of 500 Tomahawk expanding pellets. I got all year, man. Alright, I'm going to go shower. Tammy's going to go take the trash out in case there's a skunk out there, but I'll be on a little bit here.
I'll be here listening. WSCF 297, listening.
Coming to clear. So anyhow, I'll talk to you a little bit because it's getting, you know, off that situation because you're cutting it off a lot. Roger. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48. WSTI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. Never mind, I'm just trying to find out a good friend. Where is he at? He's not on the air anyhow. All right, guys, you take care. WIUG 48, clear.
Last calling, station 297, I got you.
WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
Hello, Bob.
Good evening, sir. WRZP 544.
WSBN 300, Joe, Bay City.
Good to meet you, Joe. Bob up here in Sheboygan County, roger.
Yep, I hear you quite frequently. Good to hear you. Just thought I'd say hello.
Always appreciate your shout out. Hopefully you and yours are going well, sir. Enjoy your evening. Call up anytime. WRZB 544. Have a good evening. We're monitoring.
WRVJ 2.
WSCI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear. Station object calling. Thank you very much. You're sounding good, but a little bit noisy. A little bit of crackling, not much, but a little bit. Otherwise, your audio is good. Roger.
Yeah, okay. I'm seeing very nice in air conditioning, so that's probably what that is. And I'm using a little Wotan handy talk to hear EG19. With a little smiling right-hand antenna. Hitting that repeater 21 miles away as the crow flies to Flat Rock to Detroit.
So that means you're on 625 repeater, Roger.
Yes, sir, 625.
All right, you have a good evening. You take care. And better day tomorrow. WIEG 48, clear.
And thank you there, 488. All right, Flat Rock, 788, 780, standing by.
WSDY 438 on the band.
I go ahead, 438. Hey, how you doing, Jack? 488, how you doing over there in Rochester Hills, I think? Thanks for the shout back. I'm doing good. I'm doing very, very good. You're sounding good and loud here in Rochester Hills. Roger?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. You're loud, too. You're coming in here loud and clear. You're big radio. I hear you the best, I think, of anybody out there as far as the high. You know, you're loud. So, you have a good night there. I appreciate the shout back there, and thanks for the radio report. WSDY 438, you take care. God bless.
You do, Dane. No problem at all. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Sounding good. Thank you.
WSGF 297, Eric, do you copy?
SCS 297, Eric, do you copy? WSGF 297, Eric, you copy?
Only thing got a change going on. Sorry, wrong channel.
WRFM 290 radio check over. WRFM 290 radio check over.
Radio check over. You are 550. WRVJ 258.
Copy that. Thank you very much. Over. 290 out.